right, here we go. Here we go. This week's letter comes to us from Little Samantha in Aurora. Little Samantha writes, "Dear George G., What's the point? I can't get my brain around the things I'm supposed to spend money on and what I'm 100% not supposed to spend money on. I'm not supposed to buy coffee anymore. I'm not supposed to go out to eat. I should just not consume food anymore. I shouldn't eat or drink. And that will help me to become a millionaire or at least be able to retire one day." Well, appreciate the note. Appreciate the thoughtful question or the concerns, because it does feel like as young people, I no longer fall into that category of young people. You're sort of up against it. And I can understand feelings of being a little bit disenfranchised and feeling like there's no way that you're ever going to get ahead financially. You're never going to be able to buy a house. I can't afford to live or whatever. And I should turn my back on any and all conveniences and luxuries. And the truth is in there somewhere, isn't it? Because we need to be really good stewards of our most valuable resources. And certainly money is one of those key things. So the question is, why are we sending money there? Why is money going over there? And the thing about money is that there's a lot of different ways to think about it. The thing about money is this. Well, there's a lot of different ways to think about money, and a lot of things are true about money. There's a lot of objective truth about money, and then there's certainly a lot of subjective truth about money. What I do know for sure is that every dollar that you are allocating, however you are allocating the dollars in your possession, is a vote for the life that you are creating. It's built one thought at a time, one action at a time. It's built one dollar at a time, spent, saved, invested, dropped, whatever. For a lot of people, money feels like it has this mind of its own. It comes in, it goes out, the bills get paid, the credit card gets swiped, the Amazon package shows up at your house 30 seconds later, or just showed up somehow before you even thought about it. It's amazing. Before long, you're looking at your bank account and wondering, where did it all go? Where did it all go? And I've certainly been in that position where I live paycheck to paycheck. And when your paycheck hits your bank account every couple of weeks or whatever, you feel this sense of relief. You feel like you're rich. But then you're going through all that again because you spend all that money down as fast as it comes in. And then 2 weeks later, this process is repeated and you feel like you're just chasing your tail. So where did it all go? I think that that's a good question, but it's probably not the most interesting one. Perhaps the better question is, why are we sending our money there? Not where it ended up, why it went there in the first place. Because every dollar we spend is really solving a problem. Or at least it's trying to solve a problem. Maybe we buy a bigger house because we want comfort. We buy expensive cars because we want reliability or status, or maybe because we've worked hard and feel like we've earned the ability to drive this fancy vehicle. We spend thousands of dollars taking our families on vacation because we want memories. We subscribe to streaming services because we want entertainment. We order DoorDash because we are wiped out at the end of the day. We stop for a coffee because we just need a break. So none of those things are necessarily inherently good or bad. They just are, and they're choices. And every choice is a trade-off. And maybe that's the part that we don't spend enough time thinking about or talking about, because every dollar can only be spent one time. Every minute and every hour can only be lived once. Every ounce of energy gets invested somewhere. That's the reason I spend and talk about so much, ad nauseum even, your MVRs, your most valuable resources, which are not just your money, but it's your time, your attention, your energy, and your money, because it's all connected. We'll take a simple example. Let's suppose you are spending $1,200 every month eating out. Is that a problem? Well, maybe. But maybe it's not a problem at all. If doing that, if eating out allows two really busy parents to spend an extra hour together with their kids every evening instead of cooking and cleaning, that could have been the best investment they ever make. But what if it's happening because nobody planned ahead? It's just a byproduct of stress, or it's a habit, or it's just easier, it's just convenient. Now then, we're asking a different question. It's not, is this expensive, but is it aligned? Think about a family who spends $15,000 taking kids to Disney, taking the whole family to Disney. Some people will say, that's crazy. Others will say, that is priceless because of the memories that your kids will have and that you have. Which one's right? Maybe both, maybe neither. But the better question is, what are you buying? Are you buying joy? Are you buying connection, adventure, status? Or are you buying exhaustion, debt, financial stress? The answer depends on the family, not on Disney. Same is true for almost everything else that you buy. A boat, a country club membership, a luxury car, sending your kids to private school or club sports, a second home, remodeling the kitchen. None of those are automatically wise, nor are they automatically foolish. They're simply investments towards some version of life. So the real question is whether there are investments in your version of life, the version of life that you really want. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people make is confusing what everybody else values with what they value. Social media will tell you what success should look like. Advertising is going to tell us what happiness looks like. And our neighbors, well, they're also influencing our expectations. Before long, we're spending money pursuing somebody else's dream. And we wonder why it doesn't feel awesome, why we're not fulfilled. Money has this beautiful way, this brilliant, incredible way of exposing our priorities. Not the ones that we write down, not the ones that we tell ourselves, but the ones we actually live. Because those are different. It's like financial literacy is what you know and financial wellness is what you do. And sometimes those two things do not meet. They're not buddies. So if you want to understand what matters most to somebody, I probably wouldn't start by looking at their investment account. I'd look at their calendar. I'd look at their credit card statement. I'd look at where their attention goes every day, because that is where the truth lives. It's not about guilt. It's not about cutting out coffee. It's not even about never taking vacations. It's about asking that better question before every meaningful decision. Why am I sending my money there? What problem am I really trying to solve? What life am I working to build, and am I actually building? What am I saying yes to? And just as importantly, maybe more importantly, is what am I saying no to? Because Thomas Sowell famously said, there's no solutions, there's only trade-offs. When you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to everything else. When you say no, you're still leaving the universe of options available to you. Every financial decision is also a life decision, and every life decision is ultimately a values decision, and that's why alignment matters. It's not a game of perfect. We're not talking about perfection. We're not talking about being frugal. Just talking about alignment. I want you to spend generously on the things that genuinely improve your life. Spend intentionally on the people that you love. Spend confidently on those things that matters. And be willing to spend less on everything else. Because your money isn't just buying things. It is, again, building your life. One at a time, one decision at a time, one dollar at a time, you are building your life. You know, that the reality of the regrets that people have at the end of their lives, one of them is, I wish I'd live a life true to myself and not the life that other people expected of me, and I wish I'd let myself be happier. Those are rough. Those are rough. I don't want to get to the end of my life, be like, oh, I really wish I'd done things my way instead of what everybody else wanted me to do. That would suck. And so the life that you want is built one decision at a time. It's built allocating your most valuable resources, again, time, energy, time, attention, energy, and money. So you get to vote with each one of those things. So be really judicious and thoughtful about what you're spending them on. Family, freedom, security, opportunity, peace of mind. Those are of value, and those are of immense value. So if you're looking for somebody who understands what matters most to you and can help you align your decisions with what matters most to you, that's what it's all about. It's understanding what matters. This is what must be done in service of what matters. And then how do I actually do it? If you're interested in talking with a professional that can help you do that, you can click on the link in the notes and meet and have a conversation with a meaningful advisor. If you enjoyed the episode, appreciate if you'd subscribe and leave a review and share it with somebody that you know is trying to build a good life, not just a bigger bank account, or just share it on social media or wherever you share it. I'd be grateful. So remember, till next time, your money is one of your most valuable resources. Spend it with intention.